My name is Jeff Wright. I'm president of UAW Local 249 in Kansas City. I represent the 4,000 workers at the Ford plant. These workers, they're spread all the way clear to the Iowa line and as far south as Lowry City. They live as far east as Higginsville and Concordia. The 4,000 workers that I represent all over that side of the state, they're not just workers from 8 hours or 10 hours a day and go home and that's it. They're woven into all the communities, Cameron to Bethany, everywhere. They're school board members. They're little league coaches. They're city councilmen. They're mayors, and they give back to every community that they live in, and they're fantastic workers. The best workforce, the automotive workforce in the country, and I can back it up. You can look at the J.D. Powers report or the Harbor report as far as efficiency. The J.D. Powers for quality. We take a back seat to nobody in this nation. They're world class, and it's a great advantage for Ford to have such a great workforce. All we're asking for is a level playing field. We can compete with anybody if we have a level playing field, and that's all we're asking for.
My name is Randy Bland, and I'm president of UAW Local 710 out of Kansas City. 710 represents the members in 24 different supply plants across Missouri, five of them being in Kansas. We have about 2,200 members in those 24 different plants, and they're scattered out all over from Kirksville to Columbia. I have plants in Claycomo, in Liberty, in Excelsior Springs, a lot of different areas all around. I live in a little town up north of Trenton, Missouri, where I worked in a plant up there called Modine that supplied radiators to Ford Motor Company. So all my members aren't Ford, but they supply the Ford plants. We actually are the smaller plants. I have some plants with six people in them, and I have one with 300. So they're spread out all over the place, and I think my mission here today is to let you know that it's been said it's not a ripple effect, it's a tidal wave. It'll be a tidal wave. It'll first hit what I consider my supplier plants, union plants, but you also got to remember that our union plants that are suppliers also have a lot of non-union plants, mom-and-pop shops down in the parts of the country of Missouri that you don't think will affect, that might supply a bolt or a part or a belt or something for a part that we give to the Claycomo plant in the finished part that we produce. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big tidal wave, a big one. How many people they say were going to lose their job was 11,000 some? How many barbers? How many beauticians? How many restaurant workers? The last time I looked, my check, I spend a lot of money in taxes in a year, and it goes to schools, goes to libraries, goes to roads. It goes to pay every state worker in the state of Missouri, including a lot of people in the room. I think the tidal wave is a lot more, and it reaches out a lot farther than anybody in this room can even imagine. I think if you want to sit there and say, it doesn't affect my region. There are a lot of non-automotive producers. I don't think you really know that, because I'll guarantee all every county in North Missouri, from I-70 north all the way over to Columbia and up to Kirksville, there are people who either retired out of those plants or work in those plants or in the supplier plants or work for people who work for the companies that supply those supplier plants. So that's my goal today, is to let you know it's a lot farther spread than you might think in the state of Missouri. And I see that every day on my way to work. People ask me every day what's going to happen with this. So I think it affects a lot more people than you can imagine. Thank you.